Lord, I love Thee for when Yes, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I wonder if anybody knows. It's an old chorus. That's why I know, because I'm old. And some of you know it too, because of the same reason. But maybe some of you young ones have heard this. It's a little chorus that asks a question, and then before the chorus is over, it answers the question that it asks. Does anybody know what song I'm referring to? Not yet, right? More clues necessary. First line goes like this. Do you wonder why it is I love him? Anybody know that yet? You know, okay, a few hands are coming up. All the old people raise their hands. It's simple, though. It's simple. Simple little chorus. Do you wonder why it is I love him? I love him. I love him. Do you wonder why it is I love him? I will gladly tell you why. You see, now, even the young people know that. I will gladly tell you why. Now, you know, the psalmist asks the question, too. He doesn't really ask the question. He gives the answer. He says, I love the Lord because. Well, that's in the 40th Psalm, and there are other places where he gives other reasons. I love the Lord. Now, if somebody were to ask you tonight, why do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? That would be the first question. And your answer, of course, would be yes, because, I mean, what else are you going to say? Well, really, do you love the Lord? Do you love him as much tonight as you ever? If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now. Now, really, do you love Jesus as much or more tonight than you ever loved him before? Or has it gotten a little bit worse over the course of the year? Or has it lost its maybe that first love and now it's a little bit of a, well, there's a kindled flame there, but it's not really an ablaze flame. It's not really what it ought to be. Well, I hope that every one of us can say, no, I might not love him as much as I ever will, but I love him as much as I ever have. And that love is growing in my heart. I love Jesus tonight more than I've ever loved him before. Now, how do you show that? How does that become manifest? Is it because I sing aloud? If I just whisper the song, I don't love him so much. If I sing real loud, I love him a whole lot. Well, that has nothing really to do with how loud or soft you sing the song. If you love me, Jesus said, what will you do? Keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. You've got to do what I tell you to do if you love me. And now you can run with that about 1,300 different ways because there's so many commandments. Do I love Jesus? Well, have I kept his commands? Or do I love to do his will or his commands? Are his commands grievous to me or are they a delight to me? Is it a joy to do what he says or is it arduous and tough? I hope it's a joy. Do you really love Jesus tonight? Do I really love Jesus tonight? Do you wonder why it is I love him? I will gladly tell you why. It's because he left his home in glory to die for me. How about you? That's your testimony too? He left his home in glory to die for me. Do you wonder why it is I love him? It's because he left his home in glory to die for me. There's another verse to that same song. It's kind of simple, too. It says, do you wonder why it is I praise him? I praise him. Do you wonder why it is I praise him? I will gladly tell you why. It's because he left his home in glory to die for me. This is why I cannot help but love him. Jesus Christ who died for me. And I don't think, I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for everyone, staff and guests and all of us. We all have that same testimony. I love him. I love him. I love him. But I want to love him more. I do, I do, I do, another song says. I want to love him more. I really want to. But I can't do that. I can't turn up if I wanted to make the radio a little louder than it was, I could turn up the volume. If I wanted to turn it down. But I have no dials. There's nothing I can turn up. There's nothing I can turn on to make that love of Christ grow. How does that happen? How do I love him more? What gives me the impetus, the desire to love Jesus more than I do? Could it be that his Holy Spirit does that? Oh, what did we sing last night, the closing hymn? My heart, an altar, and thy love, the flame. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Wean it from earth. Through all its pulses move. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as thou art. And make me love thee as I ought to love. I don't think I can love Jesus more. I can't. I don't think you could either, excepting that his love is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. And God's Holy Spirit wants to come into my heart, and he wants to dwell in my life and in my heart and consume me with that love and shed his love abroad in me so that I cannot help but love him. Knowing the story, somehow or other, it just doesn't cut it. It really just doesn't. Because I could find a lot of people that could tell me the whole story of the crucifixion and what Jesus did and how he died and the pains that he took on the cross, and he did this all for me, and it doesn't seem to translate to a loving response. It's just catechism. It's just rote. It's just a story that I learned in Sunday school, and it means hardly anything to me, but don't worry, I know the story. But it's more than knowing the story. It's got to be a lot more than knowing the story. It has to be made real to us by the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit makes it real to your heart and my heart, and then continues to work that response to his love in my heart and in your heart, we can leave tonight loving Jesus more. Could it possibly be? Could I love him more when I leave camp than when I came to camp? Is that a possibility? Is that even a desire of mine? I want to love you, Jesus. Well, how did you love me? How did you love me? Unconditionally, totally, wholly, with every part of your being, you loved me, that you gave yourself for me. And so, Lord, we want to love you. We want to love you more. Lord, I believe that there are probably a lot of people here tonight in this meeting that want to love you more. We do. And Lord, we understand what you did on the cross and how you showed us your love and how you gave yourself. And that's really how love is manifest. It's in giving. You gave yourself. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus loved us, so he gave his life for us. Love somehow responds by giving. Giving unconditionally, wholly, unreservedly to the object of our love. And Jesus, we love you. We love you, and so tonight, in this meeting, we give ourselves to you. We give ourselves wholly to you, Lord. We open up our hearts wide to you and pray that your love will flood our souls anew and afresh, and help us to love you more, Lord. Help us. Do something for us that we can't do. We can't sing ourselves into it or talk ourselves into it. Or there's nothing we can do except to say, Jesus, help me. Help me to love you as I ought to love. Let one holy passion fill all my frame. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, Lord. My heart, let it be an altar, a place where you can fall by fire and burn and consume. And Lord, may your love be that flame in every one of us, in every one of us. And so thank you tonight. Thank you tonight that we can love you more, that we can know you better. And Lord, help us, we pray. Everyone here, we give ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Lord, bless the children that are here tonight on these grounds. Bless the campers that have come today. Lord, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're in a little devotional tonight or they're having a meeting or what they're doing. But Lord, whatever they're doing, they're going to get around to doing something to honor and glorify you. And Lord, we pray that if it be through the counselors, the head counselor, whoever it's coming from tonight, that these boys will be confronted with Jesus and that they will make decisions even this night. Lord, but it's only the first night. We've got to get warmed up. No, we don't. Let the Holy Spirit speak to hearts tonight. Let the Holy Spirit touch lives tonight. Lord, open up the doors. Open up the windows upon them, Lord. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by your Holy Spirit. And your Holy Spirit doesn't need a warm-up. Oh, Lord, your fire can fall and your conviction can descend and your name can be glorified tonight. Lord, in the salvation of boys that are down there in the village in Natick and Nonantum, the little children that are in the cottage, speak to their hearts, Lord, and draw very near to them and help them, as young as they are, to love Jesus. Amen. Amen. So if you're young or you're old, help me sing, "Do You Wonder Why It Is?"
Do you wonder why it is I love him? I love him. I love him. Do you wonder why it is I love him? I will gladly tell you why.
It's because he left his home in glory.
It's because he left his home in glory.
You know why, right?
To die for me. That is why I cannot help but love him, Jesus Christ, who died for me.
Amen. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Let us sing together. 441.
Love lifted me where
love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me to love you, oh, Lord Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah.